Christians need Bibles in Iran. European Union entry is positive and negative for two nations. And United States believers are facing an illiteracy problem. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iran, where the growth of Christianity is astounding despite political instability and Muslim oppression. Carl Muller of Open Doors says,
I would like to suggest that the light is coming from the fact that God's Spirit is moving in the underground believers there, the secret believers in Iran. And the church is growing there at a rate that, well, some describe it as truly phenomenal, like revival.
Iran's nuclear enrichment program is causing alarm at home and abroad. Iranians are concerned about how the world sees them. They're searching for truth. According to Mueller, if the Western church can look past the politics and help provide urgently needed resources like Bibles, thousands could come to Christ. Open Doors is committed to helping, but they can't do it alone.
I can tell you this, that flood of Bibles, as the Iranian Muslim leadership has been calling it, is not going to stop, and it's not going to go away. And we're just asking Americans to get involved.
You can help send a Bible to Iran for only $4. Pray that Iranian Christians will continue to grow as they wait for more resources. Next, in Romania and Bulgaria, entrance into the European Union has been mostly good news for at least one ministry. The director of the Bible League's Central and European Ministry, Reverend Robert Martin, says lower costs for importing scriptures and freer flow of personnel to the region will allow them to reach more people. Laws limiting the spread of the gospel could be coming, though. Pray that membership in the EU will provide more opportunities for outreach, not prohibit it. You're listening to Mission Network News. Today's college students face twice the risk of developing sexual addictions compared to Americans in general. That's due in part to the advent of internet pornography. Campus Crusade for Christ Tony Arnold says, unfortunately, because pornography is part of many of the students' lives,
that is a factor that is affecting the recruiting of new staff and the new missionaries who are going out into the world. But how do we help them deal with the whole pornography and sexual component of their lives?
Campus Crusade offers seminars about the dangers of pornography. Arnold also tells us their ministry challenge is helping students find meaningful relationships rather than settling for empty intimacy. But there's more to it.
Sexuality and spirituality are closely connected, and we have to heal both areas of their lives. We want everyone to come into a personal relationship with God through Jesus. But a part of that is coming to the cleansing and the forgiveness that he provides them.
Meanwhile, back to the Bible's president and Bible teacher, Woodrow Kroll, gives us an update on Bible illiteracy in the United States.
Bible literacy is not a problem in the church. Bible literacy is the problem in the church. It impacts everything else we do. It's not that people can't read the Bible, it's that they don't read the Bible. Research shows that every American, on average, owns three copies of the Bible, but they don't read any of the three.
Kroll says they started the Bible Literacy Center 1 year ago to help find out why. While that's not clear, the impact of not reading God's Word is clear.
We rob ourselves of a moral position if we don't know the Word of God. We get stuck in spiritual infancy. Certainly our inability to defend our faith or even share our faith.
Back to the Bible has resources to help. Go to our website to get connected. And finally, Transworld Radio is receiving exciting feedback from Kurdish listeners in Turkey. Late last year, TWR revived the 15-minute broadcast. Officials indicate one listener responded recently, saying that he was thrilled to receive programming in Kurmanji, the dialect of 80% of the Kurdish people there. He indicated he wants to learn more about Christ. Pray that many more will be drawn to the saving knowledge of Christ through this broadcast. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.